Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, May 13th, and it is a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we continue the conversation we had on Friday. I'd like to start this conversation by reminding people that I am only human. After all, I am perfect, but I pursue perfection. It's like, that's how you pursue God, right? To try to work towards what would Jesus do. The other day, Friday, we had a conversation about Palestine and Israel, and I realized that a number of Bahamians were not familiar with a narrative of how Israel was created, how Palestine was created. Also, I wanted to have that conversation about what did our government did recently, and what our government did was that they recognized Palestine should be recognized as a state, an independent state, a country with all the rules and regulations and opportunities that has. And I commended the government for that. In fact, the entire Caribbean joined in or has already acknowledged that they plan to recognize Palestine as a state. I had that conversation that juxtapose the duty of care, or should the government have a duty of care to, let me see if I find the right word, Bahamian citizens, persons who have legal status in the Bahamas, who have had their homes demolished by the government. We mentioned that we are happy that the government is doing something with the shanty towns and they need demolishing, but we haven't heard a narrative of what next, what should happen next. These people who have status and Bahamians, are they finding houses for them? Is there a narrative of where are these people now? Those people who are in transition or who just have status to be here, but not necessarily Bahamians, has their work permits been revoked and they've been sent home? Has the government contacted these employers who are hiring these people, who has a duty of care to say, hey, part of my work permit obligations is that I provide housing for these people? Has the government demand to these people and say, hey, your workers need a house and you are obligated to find them a house immediately? Is that happening, right? So I want to have those two conversations today, continuing, right? But before we did that, I promised Aaron that we're going to run through our texts quickly. You know what quickly means, right? We're going to run through these texts quickly, but no commentary, just so they go on record that we read. They spend a 5 cent sending it, and so I can continue with my show today because I need to get a narrative for Palestine. And because we had some guests, some callers called on Friday, that I appreciate them calling, by the way, because they enlightened me that I feel fit that the conversation needs to continue. But let's go run through these texts quickly, and then I'll start this conversation.
Right. Very important point you made about the U.S. base in Andrus. The government shouldn't even have to ask for help. OTEC should volunteer help and should be assisting. Another text. Tell your producer play Fire in the Hole by Exuma. Say it may be a good song to play. Listen to the lyrics first, though, Arlington producer. Fire does run underground via tree roots that are intertwined across streets. Yes, Iron Lewis was the DRA manager. Now he is complaining for Water Key, his birthplace, and East Grand Bahama. He might have been afraid of the so-called competent authority, Minis. Bahamians ain't never scared. Thanks from Grand Bahama 2024. Another text. Once oxygen is in that hole, a fire can burn. Man, Aaron, morning again. This is a post Mother's Day text. How you working, baby daddy, who don't take care of your kids, have the nerve to message you happy Mother's Day and don't know how to reach your phone to check on his kids. Ah, boy. Aaron, another text. Aaron, I just see the government is having a town hall discussion on the new hospital. They say the town hall is targeted at Stapledon and Rock Crusher. What is this? Is this new hospital for three constituencies or is it for the Bahamas? If for three constituencies, can they show the study that the major needs of those communities are being addressed by the hospital services? I'm lost as to why, with dialysis hiring a critical in-demand service, no mention is made about dialysis. In addition, why wasn't allowance being made for emergency care? You have the opportunity to address all the space concerns. Also, why are they jamming this hospital through? Okay, so I saw a flyer. No commentary.
No, no.
Just go online. There's a town hall meeting. They're going to be discussing the new state-of-the-art hospital, which is, again, different language from the last story we saw in the paper. This 14th and 16th, so Tuesday, tomorrow, Thursday, just go online, search hospital, town hall meeting, search PHA. There are going to be two opportunities and to meet in person for the town hall meeting, and there is a Zoom link, I think, that will be available for people who can't make it out.
Okay. That's all the text there. We have some more.
That's it.
Okay. So let's start our conversation, right? I'm not sure if you all did it in QC, because you all claim you're all elite, right? But at SAC, we have a history class called Arab-Israeli Conflict. You got to take
a whole class.
A whole class. Irish-Israeli conflict. We have the Haitian Revolution. We have the New Deal in the United States.
Yeah.
Would consider civil the civil rights movement, the blockade running, and so on. And then slavery to Africa. And they have the tribes in Africa before they were enslaved. This is all a part of the education process of SAC.
Well, when you were there, or
is when I was there, I don't know what they have now. I just and then we did Mayan and Incas as a class to know what how the Americas was before Columbus and what's not detailed with the gods and what's not. This is part of the curriculum. So that being said, I know little small things about arbitrary conflict, and in terms of post 1945 World War II. Britain controlled Palestine. They had Palestine as a colony of theirs. And they decided to create a space for the Jews who were being...
The Jewish people who
scattered all around the world.
At the risk of being genocided.
Yes, that's the right word.
Fleeing Europe. And a genocidal Hitler, and then they were also fleeing countries that didn't seem to be able to offer any real support. Like they, one of those boats came over to the to this side of the Atlantic.
In fact, Haiti welcomed some Jews also to live there. They still have a post World War II. They still have a number of Jews that Haiti welcomed.
And the Dominican Republic did as well, but their leader at the time indicated clearly why they were doing so. They wanted to lighten the population.
Yeah. And of course, they were scattered in Kenya and various parts of Africa for having a Jewish state. But they decided eventually that it's going to be in Palestine. They control Palestine. And eventually, there was a Jewish state, a Jewish country, 1945-ish, that it happened, right? Yeah. Before, there was just Palestine. Just Palestine. They lived, Jews was living there already.
Right, people, just like how Muslims, 70 years ago, there were as many Bahamians in Haiti as there were Haitians in the Bahamas working and trading and living.
And of course, there was the Arab-Israeli conflict with Yasser Arafat with Egypt, and they said they was going to run Israel out to the sea, right? And Israel won the war because all the Arab states
say Israel won the war, what you mean is with the support of
the United States and Britain.
And Europe.
Yeah, and Europe, whatever. And they won the war. And they from there, they got nuclear power and make sure everyone inside that country joined army, no military moves. And from there, they grew their country. They annexed whatever land.
So you say that again? Annexed.
Annexed.
Which means you just take it over. You just say, okay, you go in the book and you say, that's ours now.
Yeah, and expand. Now you have just have the Gaza Strip, and Palestine is no longer, right?
I mean, Palestine will always be. It's a region. It's not before. See, this is what you were saying. Before, it was a political construct. Uh-huh. It is a region. How could it not be?
I remember when Mexico had Texas and New Mexico. Ain't there no more.
Language is there. The culture is there.
That's United
States. The food
States
is there. The clothes is there.
Still United States.
Behavior is there.
All of it is still there. You let a Mexican try to go to New Mexico or Texas without getting a visa and passing through that. They ain't there no more. Despite how many people speak Spanish there. No. That's part of the United States.
I mean, it's just a political construct. Yes.
So I want to just put that narrative in because we had a number of persons who called, and I hope they call it a, right? And what I've learned from the last conversation is that a number of Bahamians are very spiritual. We are spiritual people. They believe the religion that we have adopted has deemed that Jewish people were the chosen people of God. That whatever involves them, God has ordained and blessed.
But is the religion that they follow Judaism?
No.
The Bahamians who align
They say the Jews who adopt Christ go to hell. They're saying that too. But they are the chosen people.
So there are some Bahamians who believe that the Jewish people that occupy the land that's called Israel right now are God's chosen people.
Yes, and God gave them that land.
But those same Bahamian people also believe that if they don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior,
they can burn.
Okay.
Yeah. So I want to put that in the narrative. Mm-hmm. If you can't accept Jesus, you got to burn. That's the ultimate. That's Christianity right there. Right? And I wanted... last week's conversation was that we need to remember that a number of children... victims at this war that is happening now, a war with Israel between Israel and Hamas, right? And I said, despite Israel having the right to defend themselves, protect themselves from this evil cult-like grouping, that we are duty-bound, the world is duty-bound to consider the humanitarian impact of it, that children should not suffer, that women and children should not suffer, that they have a duty of care to take care of the sick and the infirm, don't bomb hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to have that conversation, make sure everyone, see if everyone agree with that as a premise. But I see if I have a caller here, let me join that caller here, and then you go on his call and give your 2 cents. And if you have that biblical quote where Africa was not chosen as God's chosen people, but some other group, and that we were cursed, if you wouldn't get that Bible quote, say it too, because I don't believe that. But anyway, go ahead, caller.
Morning, CA. Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Very interesting conversation we had in the parking lot earlier. But I just wanted to say something to the previous conversation you had on the other side of during Aaron's show. But I'll also make a very small comment on the current topic that you're on now. My thing is, if you would permit me a second here, the fires that's going on in Abaco and even here in New Providence, you know, we have spent huge amounts of monies to try and attract investors to come to this country. That should hopefully be beneficial to not only them, but the Bahamas and the Bahamian people as a whole. My idea is, seeing that we're always scrambling and this conversation about us getting ambulances and getting fire trucks and dialysis machines and all of these other medical advances, and noting that Grand Bahama has been adopted, not even adopted, but is being noted as our industrial center for the whole entire Bahamas, what is our administration's previous and current doing to attract these entities around the world, especially in the United States, to invest in the Bahamas, in particular Grand Bahama, to bring their interests into Grand Bahama to help us to perhaps get sufficient fire trucks built here where we can get them into our system, perhaps get these ambulances that we need so desperately into this country to perhaps get these dialysis machines and other stuff that our people are asking for, and more than anything, to get the medical profession in this country, inclusive of cancer, saying that cancer is so prevalent in this country now, but in more in particular in Grand Bahama because of the oil that is in the air. What is our administrations doing to attract these persons? You know, we keep on hearing, but oh, well, we're out here trying to attract our persons to come and invest in this country. But yet, we are not seeing any end results or hearing of any end results where the Bahamas is really benefiting from all these trips that this current administration and past administrations have claimed to make on behalf of the Bahamian people. So that is something that we as Bahamians got to consider. We have to look and really take these people to task when they say that they're representing the interests of the Bahamian people, but yet we are not yielding any positive benefits to date on how this country is advancing to the 22nd century at the space that we are now. And so this is something interesting. We have to open our eyes and take a look. I wanted to put that on the table for further dialogue. My point into what you're discussing now, the current topic, and just a second here, is the Palestinians a part of the Israeli people? Is there any connection or correlation between them? And you talk about annexing. Right now, the Bahamas is being annexed by our people in the south, our neighbors in the south.
You saying a government has invaded the Bahamas?
Say again?
You saying a government has invaded the Bahamas?
The people are invading the Bahamas.
Then that's a different conversation. Thanks. Let's go to the next caller there. Go ahead, caller. Call Gary Wines. Don't press that button, Aaron. I think you pressed that wrongly. Can you hear me, caller? No, not working? Okay. All right. That's a different conversation. You got to use correct words, right? With it. But like I said, I want to have this conversation in terms of knowledge base, right? Because when we spoke last week, it seems as if we were unclear, right? I mentioned that we seem to be very religious and using our religious biasness to dictate how the world should be managed and run in fairness. And I found that odd, right? We need to be critical thinkers. And I'm not saying that we cannot be supportive of Israel. But if there's wrong being done, or there are people who need to be protected, mm-hmm. we need to speak out and lead in regard to that.
And let me just make this point. I don't see this conversation that we're attempting to have as not being in support of Israel, right? My position is that on October 6th, this conflict began on October 7th, right? With an attack allegedly from Hamas, right, into Israel. But on October 6th, the day before the attack, hundreds of thousands of Israeli people were in the street protesting Netanyahu's government and some of the moves that he had made recently. So I don't see having a conversation about what people are calling the Israel-Hamas conflict as an attack on Israel. It is a critique of Netanyahu, certainly.
Mm, and the right? policies on how they deal with it.
And I think that the Israeli people need to be defended from Netanyahu. Mm. Like, that's where the focus is. They need to be defended from Netanyahu and this, I don't want to call them right wing, but almost terroristic coalition government that he's formed.
Yeah, we just need to know if there is space or can there be space for the people of Palestine. Let's go to the next caller there.
In Palestine.
Yeah, in
Palestine.
Can you imagine? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
This is for Aaron. I just want to very quickly, I don't want to get into the dialogue on who's right and wrong, but you all seem to be missing the information that was released by Russia of the icons showing and proving 100% that the Hebrew people are not the people that are over there, that they are black, that they're in Africa. It's documented all over the place.
I'm not sure what we're missing because I announced that. I talked about it, that Putin revealed
the icons. Yeah,
because
when you refer to what's happening is that there's a confusion going on right now about who the Hebrews are, and those are not the Hebrews.
I made the point to make a distinction between Jews and Jewish people. I think that that's a part of this discussion. Yeah, I'm not sure where you got the impression that we were not making that distinction. We know that Putin, on Putin's internet, unveiled all of the treasures and icons that he has held as a part of Russia's collection.
Thank God, yes.
Of Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Christianity, all of the pictures of the Black Madonna and child, the Black saints, the Black figures, and not just light brown skin, black.
Well, not even
when Paul Simon and the African group sing Joseph Skin was dark as night, and the stars in the sky shone in his eyes. That black, that black right there.
I'm calling is that I don't understand. They've proven that that is not where Judea is as well. And so the fight that's going on there has nothing to do with the Bible. It's something else. And we need to say, we need to clarify this, that they're not the people fighting. They're not God's people fighting for anything. It's something else going on. Anyway, I'll get off the line.
Thank you.
So let me interject here, right? Hebrews is made up of different tribes. They all have different colors, right? Some could be black. Some could be light-skinned. It's a way... Their religion, the people...
No, but pause.
I talk about the ancient people. It's embracing of Yahweh, the religion. It's not a people, because you got to understand there were Canaanites and whatever it is, and they adopted a religion that made them Hebrews, so there's different tribes.
Right, but we're talking about two different things. But what I'm saying to you is, we're talking about millennia ago, right? So we're talking about maybe 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years
different
ago.
Different complexions.
What I'm saying to you is, how they get different complexions?
Different complex. The whole area have different complexion of people living there.
Now?
Then, 2,000 years ago. They had the Ethiopians who were there walking up and down, and they had the Syrians who were walking up and down.
The Syrians?
They were Palestine.
What color skin you thought they had?
They have that brown complexion. I'm not saying that they're not.
Brown like you?
No, I blue black.
No, you blue black in today's context.
Yeah.
Back then, you would be the same light skinned people they're talking about.
And the tribe of, you could call the tribe of Judah moving back and forth. And I remember they have the northern Nigeria listed as Judah. But there are different tribes also that makes Hebrew. Judah is not the only tribe.
Right. There could be different tribes. We'd be talking about complexion.
But there was no issue of complexion back then. That's a new concept. The concept of black.
Race is a new construct, right? Yeah. Race is a political construct. We're talking about complexion, what people color skin
but
was.
Clearly, like Christianity, you can be white and Jewish or white and Hebrew. You can be black in Hebrew, Asian in Hebrew, once you embrace the religion. That's what makes you Hebrew, the religion itself.
Right.
Not the complexion or the people.
But that's cool. That's fine. But also, what was the complexion of the people at the time?
The whole complexion of people was mixed up in that area.
With what?
Whatever colors was there.
Okay, then.
They had Negroid, and they had Arab, and they
What's Arab?
Whatever. I'm not sure if they can be considered Negroid, especially how they came and invaded Africa and tried to put us in slavery. I can't embrace them too easily. I know them. Anyway, that's a different issue. They all were there. We were there, too, and they were there, too. And that's my point. I don't want to say that they weren't there, but we know they were there.
Who was
all
was
of
they?
We? All of we? All those Semitic type people. We Semitic, just like how they Semitic.
Right, because Semitic is a language base.
So that's what I'm trying to say. Why?
And not an ethnicity.
Why kick out people who you clearly we see that they Semitic?
I don't have a problem. I just wanted to know what you thought the color of their skin was back then.
I did not. I'm saying they're not
Negroid.
Because it
feels like you applying contemporary constructs
saying,
to
I'm
ancient
just saying that
experiences.
They have different type of complexions then. Who have embraced like even in the Arabs, Muhammad was white.
Take the call.
Describe his
I mean,
color.
I know it's your show, and I put my
no, I understand.
Take the call.
I'm just saying Muhammad
you
was white.
You telling me Muhammad was white?
Yeah, they just don't acknowledge it, but he was white. He come from up north. Anyway, go ahead, caller.
All right, I have to call back. This nonsense has to stop. Okay, the people that are on those icons are black-skinned. The Farans are Negroid. They are black-skinned. the colors you are talking about came out of a mix of slavery, raping black women, and making lighter complexion people. Read Sheik Anta Diop. There are enough books out there for you to understand that the black race is made up of two kinds of people, the Negroid ones and the ones you find in Ethiopia, that you were in India, and so on. It's all over the place, and you need to stop saying things that are not exact.
I appreciate it.
You don't know the black race. You read Sheik Anta Diop.
I've read Diop several times.
There are more books out there saying what I'm saying, okay? The tomes, if you open them up, they are black as ink. Come on.
I appreciate you, Carla.
Stop this nonsense about black tribes and colors. There's no complexion. They're races. And what's happened is that for all these thousands of years, we have been worshiping an image that is a lie. And what is important is for the black people to understand that they are the ones that were sold in the story, that they are the Hebrews that are being talking about, that the God they've been worshiping is their God.
I understand. I appreciate it.
And black virgins are all over Europe. They're all over the place. There is no question of complexion.
Yes. Like I said, all of these different people were living in that particular area, mixing back and forth. And Igbo was before Hebrews. They're saying we existed way before there was a Hebrew existence.
But
I want to make this point. The images that Russia showed was people depicting who they wanted depicted in the 13th and 14th century. Right? That could be they depicted white people and they depicted black people. They have different tribes. That doesn't mean everything is ultimate.
Go to the caller.
It doesn't mean
anything.
He has white versions and he has black versions. He just included a different tribe.
I can stick a pin.
Yeah.
Because I can't row with you on your own show.
Stick around, man.
Plus, Olympics coming up soon and I got to save my rowing for money.
Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Caller, go on.
Hi, hello.
Hi, you on?
Okay. I just wanted to say, I wanted to make a point from the last show why I think we as Bahamians don't need to stand with Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Do you think we should stand with Israel?
Sorry?
When you say Bahamians, why you think Bahamians shouldn't stand with Palestine, do you think they should stand with Israel?
We consider ourselves to be a Christian nation.
But they're Jews. They're Jewish. That's not the same as Christianity.
Say again?
I said, but if we're a Christian nation and they're Jewish.
They're not, okay. The Palestinians have always been against Israel from the beginning. I mean, the Arabs, you know, they say it's their land. Israel is their land. But they were actually, you know, they actually squatted on Israel land. They came over from east of the Jordan.
When?
Came over and squatted over way back when they were under the Ottoman Empire.
Let's go back, right? You remember when the Hebrews came and squatted on their land and said they claimed it in the name of their Lord? They were always there.
They were given that land. If you go back, if you believe in, either you believe the Christian religion or you don't. Okay, the land was given to them way back when they took over.
But you agree that the Jews don't believe in the Christian religion either?
You have Messianic Jews and then you have Orthodox Jews.
And my point
is, you have the Orthodox Jews that don't believe.
You're splitting hairs as a mean. They're still waiting on their savior, which is cool. Nothing wrong with that.
You have a remnant. But you have the Messianic Jews that do believe in Jesus Christ.
We call them the Christian Messiah.
But then you have the Orthodox Jews that don't. But you can't. You have two set of Jews. One set that do believe, and one set that don't.
Yes.
Okay. But then you cannot. Palestinians are totally against Israelis. This goes
but
from way back.
That's not true. We have Palestinians living. Are you aware that there are Palestinians living in Israel now?
Yeah, I believe they are. Well, Palestinians live in Israel, yes, of course. That's the whole idea. I mean, the West Bank is full of the Palestinians.
No, I'm talking about Israel proper, where they annex already. They have Palestinians living there. Right, and
Palestinians living there, and you have from the Balfour Agreement when Winston Churchill offered to give them half of Israel. They did not want half of Israel. They wanted the whole of Israel. In fact, that's what they want now. They want the whole of Israel. They don't want to share Israel, but it's not even their land.
But if I had a problem, cousin,
cousin,
pause. If I had a cake and I brought it to school and the teacher said, Miss Green, you're not allowed to bring the cake to school. I'm going to hold the cake until after school, right? And then when the teacher brings me back the cake after school, half of the cake is missing. You don't think I rowing every, I going into the teacher's room to find out who have icing on their lips. I want to know who took my cake. I bring a whole cake and now you're telling me I can only have half a cake.
The cake was never yours.
Ma'am, it was mine. I bring it.
We know when the state of Israel was started. The whole world knows. 1945.
Yeah, we know in 1948 they were given that because the Palestinians didn't want to live. They didn't want to share the land. I mean, the Sir Winston Churchill agreed through the Balfour Agreement. Okay, let's split the land. They didn't want to split it.
You're talking about the colonizer.
700,000 of them became nomads with no place to live, camping outside of the outskirts of Israel. And to this day, they don't have a state because the Palestine is not on the map. These people don't have a country.
These Arabs
came from east of the Jordan, squatted into Judea.
So, ma'am, you're saying that you have... One minute for me, ma'am. You're trying to say you never saw a map that has Palestine on it?
There is no Palestine on the map.
I asked you if you never saw a map with Palestine on it. I'm asking that.
I don't have to see it because there's no such place as Palestine. It's not on the map.
What they want
Israel. And as a Christian nation, if we say we are Christian, we are supposed to stand with Israel to the end.
The devil
according
is a liar.
To Christian doctrine,
no, that doesn't say that. That's blasphemy. That's the Christian Christianity doesn't
that
say
is,
that.
That is not blasphemy.
Blasphemy.
That is the Bible. And
this
that's
is devilish, devilish talk you talking, miss. Devilish talk. That's hell talk.
No, you speak with two tongues, sir.
No.
You pretend to be a Christian and you have this man on every Tuesday.
This is not Christian what you're saying. That's what you're saying. What you're talking is devilish talk.
I don't expect you to understand that because you don't understand what Christianity is.
I understand.
Because it's not about you. The whole thing is Palestinians want Israel. Let me give you an analogy. Let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
Why I feel that Israel needs to defend itself and they're given a bad rap. This all is scripture being fulfilled anyway, because the whole world eventually is going to come against under the attack of Israel, according to the Christian. We see it happening, okay? But the Israel have a right to defend themselves. I mean, it wasn't a war that they started, okay? For example, When the Japs attacked Pearl Harbor, what did the United States do? They dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima.
You go far, ma'am, and you see some harsh things.
Okay, so why can't Israel? No one talked about. They still around. Everyone's still, the United States. I mean, if you those without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah.
You cannot
ma'am.
Tell Israel that they can't defend itself.
No, nobody's saying that. That's not what anybody's saying. What
ma'am,
we're saying is
I have
that
a next caller, but I appreciate your contribution.
We should help Israel defend itself from Netanyahu. That's what I'm saying. Nobody else in the room is saying it. I'm saying, we should help Israel defend itself. But perhaps the greatest risk that Israel faced right now is Netanyahu and a pernicious coalition government that has said out loud that they are prepared to genocide all of the people who call themselves Palestinians.
And Aaron, this is a big topic. And I the goal here is not to say that we support one over the other. No, the goal here is to appreciate why our government has decided to support the effort of acknowledgement that Palestine is a state, an independent state, which should be respected. Mm-hmm. And that what is happening to the people there for this war, that it needs to stop. And even the United States now come and say, no, this is going too far. We need to do something.
Let me read quickly from the article in Wednesday's Guardian, Bahamas recognizes Palestine as a state. The Bahamas has decided to formally recognize Palestine as a state, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced yesterday. Quote, the government of the Bahamas believes that recognition of the state of Palestine strongly demonstrates the Bahamas' commitment to the principles espoused in the Charter of the United Nations and to the right to self-determination of peoples as articulated in the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, the ministry said. Quote, the Bahamas became an independent nation in 1973 as an act of self-determination. Therefore, the Bahamas supports the legal right of the Palestinian people of self-determination, quote, to freely determine their political status and freely pursue their economic, social, and cultural development, close quotes, again. The Bahamas has in the past endorsed the two-state solution as clearly articulated in the United Nations Security Council Resolution 242, 1967, on a peaceful and accepted settlement of the Middle East situation. The Bahamas has become the final Caribbean community country, that's CARICOM, to recognize the state of Palestine. Last October, CARICOM condemned the attacks in Israel by Hamas and the counterattacks in the Palestinian territory of Gaza. It noted, too, that the savage nature of the attacks and counterattacks was the antithesis of civilized life and living, and joined the responsible members of the international community in calling for an immediate ceasefire and end of hostilities by all parties. On Monday, Hamas said it accepted a proposal for Gaza ceasefire and a deal with Israel to release hostages. If I could just read from the statement, briefly, Caribbean Feminist Statement Against Israel's Settler Colonial Project and Ongoing Genocide in Palestine. More than 35,000 Palestinian people have been killed since October 7, 2023. Most of them are women and children. More than 80,000 Palestinian people have been injured. Over 8,000 Palestinian people are missing. Almost 2 million Palestinians are currently displaced in Gaza, and 1.1 million are facing catastrophic food insecurity.
Okay, I got a text here I want to read too.
Caller, be coming in
but
a moment.
We could patch a caller through, but let's get sex. Said, I was unable to tune in on Friday, but I commend you for hosting public discourse on the roots of the current Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Too often, we in the Bahamas simply adopt the prevailing Western justification for Israel's existence without questioning the narrative on the most basic level. Israel was created by certain Western politicians who believe in a philosophy called Christian Zionism, which caused them to take a very literal interpretation of the restoration of an Israeli homeland as a prerequisite for the second coming if Jesus Christ, or I guess that's off, to in effect force God's hand into hastening the second coming. We often adopt a very superficial 700 club style interpretation of this issue that lacks historical context. Let's go to the caller now, producer.
Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
All right. Mr. Nuri, you can't be entertaining that type of ignorance too long on the radio, man. They're taking up precious time. And I sure the lady who called twice to talk about the race thing, I'm sure she would agree, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, it's time for objective truth to rule, man. And any kind of language that contradicts objective truth needs to be done away with, man. We can't be playing around no more, man. You know what I mean? And any institution that is built on lies, no institution is too big to come down because of the truth, because the truth contradicts what you're dealing with. And that's the level we need to get on now. Because, I mean, you know, we can't be entertaining that. But the lady was talking about, you know, either you believe it or not and understanding Christianity and stuff. I mean, you know, see, what our problem is we lack a certain basic understanding of the whole Christianity doctrine. When you look at Jesus in the Bible, Jesus is not the person who taught us when we were children growing up that he was all love for the whole world and all that stuff. Jesus says in the Bible he came for his own people. He didn't come for nobody else but his own people. Went as far as to call a lady and her daughter dogs when they was asking for assistance. All right? Now, that you know, see, and that right there is a telling thing, but people don't want to talk about it. Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace. He come to bring a sword. He come to put mother against daughter, father against son, etc. A person's enemies shall be members of their own. They don't want to talk about these things. The only thing Christians want to talk about is that they could sin as much as they want, go home and say, Jesus, forgive me, and when they wake up in the morning, all is forgiven. You see, that's a bunch of nonsense. You see, we need to get past these foolishness. You understand? Because I mean, you know, we can't function like this because even the Talmud, the Jewish Talmud, right? We need to teach these what the people, the Jewish people, really believe. They see everybody else as something they call goyim or whatever the case may be. Where they see us as being less than human beings, where they feel where they teach is okay to do anything to individuals who are not Jews. We need to teach this understanding. So these people over here, who all mix up. And loving the people over there and calling them the chosen people, but then say we're the chosen people. But we, I mean, this is so crazy. We need to just get it together. But the thing about Haiti, right? The whole title with the King of Kings. See, Christians believe that when they hear King of Kings, that is King of Kings of the whole world. See, that's not how it go. You see, we need to understand these things. King of Kings don't mean King of Kings of the whole world. It don't mean you the whole world. Or the only person or individual who wants to be ruler of the whole world is the individual who wants to head the New World Order. You know what I mean? See, these are the things we need to teach people. We need to teach them the concept behind these things so that they don't have these false imaginations. But like I say, no institution is beyond the truth. And if the truth destroys an institution, no matter what it is, if it's all the churches around here, then all of them need to close down. But I want to say something quick on Haiti. With Haiti, right, we need to understand as a people, man. When Haiti became independent, when they fought for their own, they said that any black man who reached the shores of Haiti was a free man, during the days of slavery. When all around them, everybody else was in slavery. Black people back in the day used to see, I'm sure they used to see Haiti as being heaven, you know, that kind of way. And look what we're doing to these people nowadays, a people who, when they gain their freedom, said that anyone who look like us, no matter if we come from Spain, America, Barbados, no matter where in the Caribbean or the region we come from, if we make it to their place, their homeland, we were free individuals. Now look at what we're doing to them. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We really need to understand our history. But like I say, CA, we can't afford to be entertaining that level of ignorance in the radio. Okay. And we need to come to a point in this society where objective truth is what we live by, and anything that contradicts objective truth needs to be dead and buried.
Thank you very much, Carl. We have a couple of texts we need to run through before we go on a commercial break. Let me read this one, and Aaron, you run through yours. It says, it's one thing to stand with a righteous Israel following the principle of God, but it's another thing to stand with the evil Benjamin Netanyahu. The man ain't saved. Right, but go ahead with your text, and then we go to commercial break right after that.
Most Christians who support Israel are only following the false Bible interpretation of mega preacher John Hagee, who thinks the return of European Jews to the land of Palestine is the fulfillment of a Bible prophecy. This is wrong, and now we see extremely dangerous extermination of babies and total slaughter of innocent people cannot be blessed by God. That land right there where they establish Israel, that's not even the first choice. Mm-hmm. They actually had chosen a spot on the African continent.
Can you imagine a lot
let me rephrase
European
that.
European Jews
further
in the middle
south
of Africa?
On the African continent, as they had named it, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was Uganda, possibly, that was chosen. And then that idea, I don't know why it was scrapped. And then they said, hey, Palestinians ain't doing nothing with the land they on. Maybe we could do something with it.
This text says, imagine someone outside of your country come decide to split the Bahamas in half and say this part is for this people and that side is for
I
that
waiting
people.
For somebody to tell me now they always been on this island and they can't understand why they can't have it with all of the good works they've done for it. Hold on, coming right now, producer. Everyone seemed to forget what Netanyahu said on October 7th last year, that Israel was going to inflict a punishment on the Palestinians that they have never seen. He uses 1 Samuel chapter 14 as his mantra. He is now attacking Rafah. And he and his war cabinet is not checking for world opinions. Meanwhile, Putin is getting his nuclear toys together as he continues to slaughter the women and children in Ukraine. Oh, that's loaded text. I don't know if that juxtaposition is quite accurate, but thank you for your thought-provoking contribution.
Call us, we see you. We're going to come to you directly after the break, and we'll continue with the text.
Yeah, yes. After the break? Okay.
After the break. Okay, we're going to be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
With boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool. I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
And welcome back. As we have a humanistic conversation, but let's go quickly to the callers because we have a number of texts we need to read too. Go ahead, caller. Call Gern One.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, Jimmy.
I'm here. Go
you
ahead.
Say a man reads the Jesus call a woman dog. Do you read that?
I'll have him text us the
he on his league, man. You should shut up because he know what he's talking about. It is their own downfall. Can't blame black people for Haiti's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
Haiti is an evil place.
Why you call Haiti an evil place? What do they do with it?
Voodoo and witchcraft is nothing towards God.
The United States have more voodoo people there. What you trying to say about the United States?
Well, they against God. As long as you practice that.
What you mean United States against God?
Don't practice
where
voodoo.
Where you get this information from? And that's a Christian nation. They just entertain different religions.
Voodoo and witchcraft is Christian?
I just say they just entertain different religions.
Okay, thanks, sir.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Mary.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Aaron, again.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. Did Israel attack Palestine first, or did Palestine attack Israel?
They have a group in that is sponsored by other countries that has infiltrated parts of Palestine, I guess, who attacked Israel. And Israel,
but
in return,
attacked Israel from the Palestine border.
Well, in and out, yes. And in return, Palestine said, we're going to attack these people. But in attacking these people, they attacked the whole nation of Palestine, so we've been indiscriminate. Anyone who get caught in the fires, who's getting caught?
Okay, so in I guess, in a sense, if you think about it, they're not sure who attacks them because they always had a beef between Palestine and Israel.
Yeah, so but imagine someone from Fox Hill, one person from Fox Hill wrong you, right? And you just try to attack all of the Bahamas, all the Acklands and Andras, to make a point.
No. See, if I don't and have, if me and someone from Fox Hill, or me and Foxillians don't have a beef, then I don't have to talk to.
And that's the conversation we're having today.
Right, not just
so,
that.
It's just the two names of the countries and the history behind them beefing with each other. And the amount of years, I guess, is why they felt like they doing what they... In a way, I'm serious, but can't really blame them, to be honest with you, because they have to defend themselves.
Carla, we're not sure about the politics of what led to October 7th. What we do know is that the international community says that there were actually warnings, right? Like, that at some point somebody fell down because in retrospect, right, they tracked them. They found them, all of the warnings, all of the intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. And then this thing still happened. So it's very complex, and we still need a greater reading of the contemporary politics. I think the caller who was referencing Christ and the Canaanite woman, maybe Matthew 15 and 27.
Okay. And let's go to this caller quickly. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Hello. Make it quick.
All right, Mr. Nuri.
Go ahead.
All right, good morning. Listen, yes, I think Jesus did speak a parable to the lady where he did said, is it good for a man to give his children's bread to the dog? And the lady that wanted Jesus to heal her, said to her, but yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. And Jesus then said, great is her faith. And he told her to go home and her daughter would be fine. So he did make reference to the woman being a dog, and he did. So it did happen.
Yeah, I think that's the same verse, Matthew 15 and 27. Thank you, caller.
Right.
Thank you, caller.
Does Chris squeeze one more? No?
I mean, I got plenty more texts.
We can do that. Wait, go ahead. One more call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green, Mr.
Make it tight.
The caller that spoke about Haiti and is talking about the incorrect information given by the lady, he is one of the people that should be included in this dialogue. This needs to be hard, because I see the level of ignorance is very sickening, Aaron. I sent you a genealogy chart of all the Abraham seeds, and he had eight sons, and only two we hear about, Isaac and Jacob, right? And so when you look at it, all these people are miscegenated, and DNA proves that these people are interconnected. So the person who said that the Palestinian doesn't own the land, she's very, very, very lost. Because even in the Bible, you know, it is referred to as Philistia. And also the land of Canaan, the Holy Land, et cetera, after David conquered Jebus, he dubbed it the City of David. So this is showing the manipulation. Now, the Palestinians are descendants of the Levants. They were called Levantines, as the Levant area, which would be Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, parts of Turkey. Hence the miscegenation and cultural influence. You're talking about the Ottoman Empire that came way after. So now we have this complexity that most people don't understand. All of these people are connected to miscegenation and cultural and religious
52, we got to go ahead, but appreciate it. Let me go read this last text. Thanks again. Go ahead.
A text that says, check your King James Version Bible. You'll find Palestine right there. Another text, based on your argument and position, the Haitians deserve their own state in Abaco. I'm not sure if you were referring to the caller's position. That's not what we were saying. A text, want to end both wars? Send the Ashkenazi Jews back to Ukraine, where they converted in 720 A.D. They are not Hebrews or Semitic, by the way. This is the West's biggest secret, and Putin opened something that shook the West. Good day, host. The Palestinian and Israel disagreement is historical. Jesus Christ came to correct and redeem mankind. Follow Jesus Christ. Believe in him forevermore. That's our text for this morning.
Thank you very much for your patience today, by the way. I wanted to have this tough discussion today. Anyway, that's been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Tomorrow, I shall bring on some more lively performance. I know a lady could be vexed when she hears my guests. Who my guests are tomorrow. But anyway, we have a wonderful day. I can be a surprise. Have a wonderful day.